Hello, I'm Michael Lingerfeld. I'm chairperson of the Retail Entertainment Knowledge Community of the American Institute of Architects, and I would like to introduce my colleague, Ed Schreiber, FAIA, who is with Strata Architecture out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who's an industry expert in the retail environment and how people experience that. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you. Today we're going to talk a little bit about our program for the Denver Convention on Experiential Architecture, which is being provided by the Retail and Entertainment Knowledge Community. And the Experiential Architecture program is about architecture as more than programs and budgets, project management and construction documents. It's fundamentally about how design affects people. All architecture is experiential. This panel will discuss experiential architecture from multiple perspectives, from the neuroscience of how our brains process and are modified by the designs we create, to the implementation across retail stores, hotels and resorts, and amusement parks. We'll discuss how and why experiential architecture is important and how that value is understood and leveraged by some of the world's most successful businesses, and how architecture is more than bricks and mortar, programs and budgets. It's about the places we create.
Thank you, Ed. I'll be moderating a panel of experts in talking on how the brain processes things. And our expert is John Eberhardt, who's a senior consultant for the Academy of Neurosciences for Architecture, who will understand or help us understand how the brain processes what we are seeing and what we are hearing and what we are tasting, and puts it into pigeonholes of places we've been before. And we're going to transpose that knowledge with Carl Brackus, who is a principal in an architectural firm who's done Apple projects around the world, creating those kinds of environments where you're new and in technology, but yet those places create a semblance of exhilaration. And I'll finally talk about how in the theme park environment, we take that procession of space and those experiences that you've had in your past and introduce you into new ideas and new places that you've never been, so that you might feel like you've already been to Africa, or you've already been to the moon, or you've been somewhere in the world that you've never been to, but because of the neurological issues in your brain and the places that you have been, it's an easy movement from one to the other. I look forward to seeing you in Denver, and thank you for this time.